Braisa on Tesam and Aleph and Tesam and Beis, lists off comparisons between Gerisha and Shtar Shichra of an Eved Kenani. Now we started the Braisa, so now let's continue. Right, the Braisa began on Tesam and Aleph. Tana Rabbana, Vishlosha Drachim Shabbat Gitanashim, Vishachure Avadim. Shabbat Amolach Olamevi. First of all, before I get to Vayinachta. Vichalgetshi Eshlavei Kusi Pasol Chutzmi Gitanashim, Vishachure Avadim. And secondly, again, the shtar that has an eight kusi, even one eight kusi is possible, but Gerisha and shtar shifra are different. They're kosher. We're going to have to understand why. Thirdly, v'chalashtar sa'olam barkos shalom dekachav ma'avish v'asmei malad kachav k'shem chutz migitin nashim v'shechurei avodin. And thirdly, the case that we've been talking about for a few days, that a shtar that's signed by a kosher shalom dekachavim, so that's kosher. What shtar? Maybe only a shtar raya, maybe even a shtar kinyan. But gitin nashim and shechurei avodin are certainly possible. Dr. Braiso, Kedivrei Rabbi Meir Barba, and Yitanashim and Shechurei Avadim are compared to each other, according to Rabbi Meir, in four different ways. There's a fourth way as well. What's that fourth way? Ha'omer Tengetzel Ishti Shtar Shechur Zel Avdi, Rotzel Lasa B'Shtayim Yachzer, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that someone who tells a Shliach to give a get Isha, to give a get to his wife, or to give a Shtar Shechur to his Eved, so if he wants to be Chozebo after he tells the Shliach to do it, it can be chozebo in both by Gerisha and by Shtar Shichur. Rabbi Meir says it can be chozebo. Why is that? So Rashi explains. Yachzer the Kusavar Rabbi Meir hepsi v'chov hein la'osun shenishtichu lahem v'en chovin la'odem ela b'fonav. That both a Gerisha and a Shtar Shichur for an Eved Kenani are a chov v'en chovin la'odem ela b'fonav. You can only do a chov for someone in front of him. Only in front of him. What that means is you can't be mafsid a person unless it's befana. That means either doing it to him directly or having him make a shliach. And if he makes a shliach, that's like befana. If he appoints someone to represent him, so that's like befana, then you can do it. Because he agrees to the hefsid. But if he doesn't agree to the hefsid, then you can't do it. That's going to be shlo befana. So, Zokter Rabbi Meir, someone who says, Tengetzel Ishti Shtar Shichur Zel Avdi, what's he doing? The Eved didn't make a Shliach, the woman didn't make a Shliach. So if he's Ratzel Achzer B'Shneyem, he can. If he wants to retract, then he can, because in Chavin La'odam El B'Fanav, we assume that the quote-unquote Shliach, this middleman, was not Zoch on behalf of the Isha or the Eved, because it's a Chov for them to be divorced or to be Meshuchar. Why is it a chov? So the Mishnah talks about it. The Gemara, they will talk about it. We'll see. It's Hashem. But that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Right? That even a shtar shichur is considered a chov as well. Gerisha, of course, is a chov, we assume. Right? Tavla Mesav Tandu, it's better to be married. So Gerisha is a chov. But shtar shichur of an Eved is a shaila. Rabbi Meir says, no, that's also a chov for the Eved. And the Rabbanan argue, Rabbanan Pligia, Alei de Rabbi Meir, says Rashi, Masnisin, the Amri de Beshichur en Yochol Lachzer, Mishinim Saliad Zeh. Rabbanan say that once it's given over to the middleman, then he can't be chozebo. Why? Afal pishlo aso ha'evet shliach. Even if the Eved didn't make him into a shliach, he still can't be chozebo. Why? Mishum dekasavi zechusu le'evet sheyotz mitachas rabba lecheres. Because the Chacham hold that it's a zechus for the Eved to be free. It's a zechus for the Eved to be free. V'zochen lo la'odam shlo b'fanav. And you can be zochah for a person shlo b'fanav. Ein chavin lo ela b'fanav, but zochin lo la'odam shlo b'fanav. So if it's a zchus to be free, so then the middleman is going to be zochah on behalf of the Eved. Even if the Eved didn't make him a shliach. The Eved didn't appoint him a shliach, doesn't matter. The Chachamim say since it's a zchus for the Eved to be free, zochin lo la'odam shlo b'fanav, so therefore the middleman is going to be zochah, and that's why the Odom can no longer be chozeba. How does zochin lo la'odam shlo b'fanav work? So Rashi is, danan sadi denichalei denehevi ha'ishluch olohachim. Because anan sadi, we are Eden. That it's nichaled in a heavy high shluch olahachi, that this person should be his shluch. Anan sadi, we are edim, we know that it's nichaled for him that the middleman should be a shliach. But he didn't appoint him as a shliach, so how exactly does that work? Oh, so we're going to have to talk about this at greater length. There's a whole sugyan daf yud aleph amud beis, Rashi and Tosfos, what is zechia, how does zechia work? So Rashi is taking a stand on this. If you read this Rashi, so he's taking a stand, and not only is he taking a stand, but he's interpreting that stand in a certain way. Right? Rashi is saying that Zochen la'odam shlo b'fanav is like a din of shlichus. It's what we call zechia mitam shlichus. Right? When we say that zechia works, that a person can be zocha on behalf of another individual, despite the fact that he was not appointed a shliach. So what kind of a strange notion is that? So there is a pasuk. We'll see, there's a pasuk. The Gemara Kiddushin has a pasuk for such a halacha. But what's the lumdus? It's just a tzeres hakasuf, stam, that he can do it, or is there some kind of a lumdus? So some Rishonim learn that zechi is mitam shlichas. Rashi and Tosas both learn that zechi is mitam shlichas. They have different approaches as to what zechi mitam shlichas means, but that's their approach, that it's like a new parsha of shlichas. The regular parsha of shlichas is that if there's a minui of the mishaleach, there's an appointment of the mishaleach, so then the shliach acts in place of the mishaleach. The chiddush of zechiah, the chiddush of zochin, is that even without a minui, there's like a shlichas. What does it mean, there's like a shlichas? So that's what Rashi says. We are Adim that he would want him to be a shliach. So what? He could want from today till tomorrow, but he didn't appoint him. So apparently Rashi is saying that there's an implicit minui over here. Anan sadid in the heavy high shlucho lahachi. We are Adim that this individual would want the middleman to be a shliach. So it's as if he made him a shliach. That's not the same as real shlichas. There are nafgeminis. We'll have to see. But zechiya mitam shlichus, Rashi says. Zechiya mitam shlichus does mean that it's ke'ilu. Right? There's an implicit minu shlichus over here because it's a schus. Anan sadi din hevi hai shlucha lahachi. We are aiming that he would want him to be a shliach. So therefore there's an implicit minu shlichus over here. That's how Rashi is learning. So we'll see. Not everyone agrees b'chlal that zechiya mitam shlichus. The Chach Misfarad, Ramban and the Ritva and the Ran and Kiddushin, a host of Rishonim assumes that it's lav mitam shlichas, that it's a totally different parsha, and we'll see there are many nafkamina between the two. But within the svara, within the school of thought of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, that the zechiz mitam shlichas, so Rashi is saying, what does that mean, zechiz mitam shlichas? That there's an implicit minu shlichas. That's as far as we get in this Rashi. We're not doing the whole sugi now, but just keep this Rashi in your back pocket. We'll get back to the Rashi when we get to the sugi later. Yes.
Didn't you say that you could say to me to a shliach and think you're saying it to him, so it's if he's there? So if the guy's a shliach, then you're able to say something, even if it's as if you're saying it in front of him.
Okay. No, but the point is, the only way that we can call it an implicit shlichus is if it's a zochin, if it's a schus for him. So if it's a schus for him, it's as if you made him a shliach. So that's good. Meaning, if it's a schus for him, the eved would want him to do it. So of course he's zocha. Once he's zocha, you can't be chosevo. You can't retract once the eved.
You can't say a bad thing because if it's a bad thing, then he's not a
shliach. No, it's good for, according to the Rabbanan, it's a schus for the eved to be yotzei mitachas rabba lecheiros. So therefore, the middleman is going to be zocha for the eved. So just like if the adon gives a shtar shichra to the eved, once he gives it to the eved, it reaches his hand, the adon can't be chosevo. So too, once the adon gives it to the middle party, it's as if he gave it to the eved. Because it's as if the middleman is a shliach of the eved. So once the eved was zocha, then the adon can't be chosevo. Okay? It doesn't matter. Is it b'fana? Is it not b'fana? He was zocha, so it's over. But once it's over, he can't be chosevo. That's the eved. Okay. This is the first nakuda. Okay, so the Gemara says that Gerisha and Shtar Shichra are compared in four ways, according to Rabbi Meir. So Zot the Gemara like this. Bishlam ala Rabbanan, minyan ala Mu'utei Hadi Rabbi Meir. So Bishlam ala Rabbanan who hold that it's a chov for an Eved to be Otzi L'cheres. So minyana, when the Gemara says, when the Braisa says, B'gimel Drachim Shabagit Anashim L'Shechurei Avadim, what are they coming to be Memayah? They're coming to be Memayah, Rabbi Meir's case. The Rabbanan would say that there's a chilek between shechurei avodim and gitin oshim in that case. Right? For shtar shechur you can be chozebo, and by gerisha you can. Elo Rabbi Meir minyan lemutemai. But according to Rabbi Meir, that gerisha and shtar shechur are compared even for this case of zchus, right, of chazara. So minyan lemutemai. What's the minyan of arba coming to exclude? So the Gemara le'ma'ute the following brice. Le'ma'ute hadetanya edim shein yodim lachdom mekarim lehem niyar cholok umemalim esakarim diyo. If the edim don't know how to sign, so what do we do? Mekarim lehem niyar cholok umemalim esakarim diyo. Zok Rashi. Mekarim lehem niyar cholok mesartim v'roshim v'sakin ala niyar es shem asa edim v'boyin ha'edim umemalim esakarim diyo. So the edim don't know how to sign. So we're mesartim, we scratch out, Rashi says. Makar means you scratch out on the niyar cholok. And then the edim come and they fill in the Kron. So Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Bamed Ram Amur, Begitin Hashem, Avshachurei Avodim, Ushakal Ashtoros, and Yodim Likros, Velachtam Chosmin, Vimlavin Chosmin. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that's only by Gerisha. By Gerisha will allow them to do that. Why? Dr. Hashim Mishum Takonas Agunis. Shemayirta Zeh HaMegar Shafarish Bayom O Mesukun Shirotze Shloti Zokek Liyovim. Mishum Iguna Chazala Mekel that will allow the Eidim to sign on the Kroi, to fill in the Kroi in the Yom. But by Shtar Shichr and by other Shtaros, we're not going to be Mekel. And Yodim Likros V'lachtam Chosmin V'mlavin Chosmin. So in fact, the Gemara Kriya Mandoch HaShmei, who mentioned anything about Kriya? Chasur Mechsur V'hachi Katoni. Eidim Shein Yodim Likros Koron Lefnei V'chosmin. Put Korin into the Brisa. That if the Edom don't know how to be Korin, then Makorim Lefneim and they sign. And if they don't know how to sign, then when Makorim Lehem Yerachalak and then Mamalam Asakorim Diyar. Okay, so this is the case Rabbi Meir holds that Shtar Shichur and Gerisha are not the same. We're Mekil for Gerisha in this case, but for Shtar Shichur and other Shtars, we're not going to be Mekil. By Gerisha, Mishum Iguna, we're going to be Mekel to scratch out for the Edom, and they're going to be Mamalei Sakorim Diyo. But for Shtar Shichur and for other Shtars, we're not going to be Mekel. So that's the case, that there's a chilik between Shtar Shichur as opposed to Gerisha. Why is there the chilik? So Rashi says that Mishum Iguna, we're going to be Mekel by Gerisha. Mishum Iguna. What's the problem with that, Rashi? What's the problem? We said way back that Tosfos on the Amud Aleph, Tosfos assumes that there must be an Igun by an Eved Kanani as well. Right? If Gerisha and Shtar Shichur are compared for Moloch HaMevi, for Befanai and Befanai Neftam, what does that mean that they're compared for Befanai? Not just that there's a Chiyah to say Befanai, but that one Shliach is Neman. So why should the one Shliach be Neman? So for Isha, for Gerisha, we said one Shliach is Neman, Misha Miguna. So Frektosfos, but if there's no Igun by Eved, how was the one Neman? That was the kasha that we started the semester with. So what did Tosfos answer? He says there's an Igun by Eved too. There's an Igun by Eved too. The Chosh of Igun, Hada'asav Vaskorin, Masha'inu Maschayev B'mitzvahs. There's an Igun by Eved also, because he's Asav Vaskorin, he's not Chayev B'mitzvahs, so there's a Mishum Iguna there too, so that's why one Shliach is Neman by Eved. Right? There was a Havamina that he shouldn't be Neman. We talked about that Havamina at great length. Either it's a Davar Sheba Ervo, it's Mammon, etc. There's a Cheskas Isser. There was a Havamina that maybe Eid Echad should not be Neman. Kamash Malan, there's an Igun by Shtar Shichur also, and therefore he's going to be Neman. So the Pella is, this is the Kasha that the Ramban is that we skipped. We didn't spend time on that Ramban. Right? But this is a simple Kasha in Pshat in the Gemara. Right? Here we find that there's a special Kula by Get Isha as opposed to Shtar Shichur of an Eved Kanani. That if the Edom don't know how to sign with Makarim Lehem Yerachalak, we scratch out something and they fill it in. But that's only by Gerisha Mishum Iguna, says Rashi. That's by Gerisha Mishum Iguna. But by Shtar Shichur, somehow we're not going to be Maker. But if Tosfos holds that there's an Igun by Shtar Shichur as well, so why doesn't this Kula apply to Shtar Shichur? It's the Chapel against Tosfos. Chapel against Tosfos. In fact, the Ramban, right, because of this kasha, what does the Ramban say? That the reason why we're mekel, that a shliach echad is enough to say b'fanit b'fanit b'shtar shichur, is not mishum iguna. Right? It's not mishum iguna. Right? What was the reason the Ramban gave? Right, let's take the second reason. I mean, at first he wanted this. Okay, at first he said that there's a hechitim said that there might be igun. But what's the second pshat in the Ramban?
Dovrakal.
Right, it's a dovrakal. Right? Shtar shichur is a dovrakal. So if you're going to be mekel by the Dover HaChomer, it doesn't make any sense to be machmer by the Dover HaKal. That's what the Ramban says. Not that there's an igud. So how does he explain our case? How does the Ramban explain our case? The Ramban, on that teretz, the Ramban says that you can't be machmer by the Dover HaKal, but this is not viewed as a chomer. Right? There was a strange lashon. A lot of the Talmidim came to me. B'shaita. What's Ramban saying there at the end? Right? Ramban had this strange lashon. Abal hasam shem chosu b'zeu b'zeh hashtar kosher ein kan chumer. Right? But by this idea, by this case of Edom shein yodim lachtom, im chosmu b'zeu b'zeh hashtar kosher. If they were chosim, if the Edom were chosim in this way, if they were mamalei sakorim diyo, the chosim b'zeu b'zeh. What does that mean b'zeu b'zeh? By Get Isha or by Shtar Shichur, if they were Chos and the Shtar is Kosher. So that's not called a Chumah. What does that mean? What's the Ramban saying? So before, what the Ramban is saying is that this din on Testament Beis is a din lechatchila. It's a din lechatchila that we don't want to be mekarim lehem yarchala. Right? It would be better for the Edom to sign themselves. Lechatchila, we don't want to do it. So by Gerisha, we're going to be mekel lechatchila. By Shtar Shichur, we're not going to be mekel lechatchila. But b'diyevet, if you did it, even by Shtar Shichur, it's like a kosher b'diyevet. So Zokter Ramban, you can't say that that's a chumr. That's not really a chumr. To be machmer lechatchila, but b'diyevet, it's still kosher, it's not really a chumr, because it does work by Shtar Shichur also. Okay? So comes the Ramban and says, the reason we're mekel by b'fanei l'fanei naftan, there we're talking about a b'diyevet. Right? That by Gerisha, b'fanei l'fanei naftan, can be said by one shliach. So if you're going to say that by Shtar Shichur you need two, that means not just lechatchila you need two, but b'diyeved, if you don't have two, it's possible. Right? So there you're going to be machmer b'diyeved by Shtar Shichur. So that you can't do. To be machmer, even b'diyeved by Shtar Shichur, machmer by the Davra Kal, if you're not going to be machmer by the Davra Chama, that you can't do. But here, by Edom Shein Yodim Lachtom, you're not machmer b'diyeved, it's just a lechatchila. So that's okay. To have a distinction lechatchila, that's not a problem according to the Ramban. But Tosis didn't learn like that. Tosis assumed that the reason why we're mekel, that an eid echad is neman from b'fanei l'fanei naftan by Shtar Shichur, that's why. That's because there is an igun by Eved. So if there is an igun by Eved, so why over here is there a chilek between Gerisha and Shtar Shichur? Why by Eidim Shein Yodim Lachtam we're going to be mekel to be memales akarim diyo by Gerisha, but by Shtar Shichur we're not going to be mekel. There's an igun by an Eved also. So mishum iguna, we should be mekel by Shtar Shichur too. It's like a pella against Taisvis. No, pella against Taisvis. Tano, you had a point.
Okay.
What's the answer? So I think the answer is this: the Tosfos definitely holds that there's an igun by Eved. Of course, there's an igun, but there's a lower level igun. There's a lower level. There's more of an iguna, more of a chashash iguna by an isha. Of course there's a chashash iguna. She's stuck in a bad marriage. She wants to get out. Right? If she's stuck in a bad marriage, we want her to be able to marry someone else. The Eved technically could still be an Eved. He'd be mutter b'shivcha, so he's also b'baschar. He's not chayiv in mitzvahs completely, like a regular man. Right? Like a yisra. He's chayiv in mitzvahs ki'isha. It's not like he has no life. He has a half a life, right? He can marry a shivcha. There is an igun over here, according to Tosfos, but it's a lower level igun. Oh, so if it's a lower level igun, what are we going to be mekel for? Right? B'fanei l'fanei naftan itself is only a chumra. Right? The need for b'fanei l'fanei naftan is only a chumra anyway. Right? We said, stam safri, the dynamic magamiri. Most so from know of the din of lishma, beizam ibis. Reish Lakish holds Menat Torah, there's no need for Kiyum Shtaris. Right? So either according to Rabba or according to Rabba, the whole requirement of B'fanei l'fanei naftan is only a Chumr Ba'alma. So if the requirement is only a Chumr Ba'alma, so we can be Mekel to say that one Shliach is enough to make that statement of B'fanei, even for a lesser Igunim. Right? There is an Igun by Evan. So since the whole idea of saying B'fanei l'fanei naftan is only a Chumr Ba'alma, so we can be mekel that one shliach is enough to say b'fanai, even by eved, but makom the igun of an eved, even though that igun is not such a strong igun. But edim shein yodim lachtam, what to do this trick that b'malam esakram atzartim mekarelam niacholak b'malam esakram diol, that's a big chiddush, because if we're going to be mekel for that, then maybe we should be afraid that they'll do a real ksav al gabi ksav, and that's going to be a problem. Right, this we'll see is not a real ksav al gabi ksav. It's a mimic. Right, it looks a little bit like ksav al gabi ksav, but we're going to explain why it's not ksav al gabi ksav. Right, but if we're going to be mekel for this, then there's a real concern that maybe we'll be mekel outright to do a ksav al gabi ksav, and that's not a chasima. That's a real problem. That's not a chasima. So maybe to be mekel so far for this kula, right? To be mekel for this kula, that you need a really good. It's not that there's no igun by Eved, but the level of igun by Eved is not enough to allow you to be mekel by Edom Shein Yodim Lachtam. It's enough of an igun to allow you to be mekel that one shliach is enough of B'fanei l'fanei naftan, but it's not enough to allow you to be mekel for this kula of Edom Shein Yodim Lachtam. Okay, I think that's the pshat according to Tosfos. Yes?
Didn't Rishon explain Tosfos that the Igun was that the evidence also going to be stuck completely. I mean, Tosfos rejected that shot.
The Ramban in his first problem wanted to say that there was some kind of, that yeah. If you give the get, that if you give the get to the Eved, so then Itak is stuck.
So within that mahalach of the Ramban, in Eved it's the same kind of Igun as an Isha. He's also stuck just like a woman is. He also can't do it.
Right? Yes,
Yalvin? He said Tosfos didn't want to say such a
Kimta
in the first place.
Right. No, Tosfos didn't learn like that, but he's saying, according to that first Ramban, how are we going to learn? Right? Right. What does the Ramban say? Does he have an answer? Point to that pshat. The Edom Shem Yodim Lachtom Gabi Isha Yikonecha Shem Yelech Habal Udina Siyom V'Tayim V'Teksu Tavol Evan Enim V'Shachro. Yeah, the Ramban, so you know what the answer is? I'll tell you what the answer is. You see, you can have a Heichet Timtza by Befanet V'Fanenatam because the get is written already. But here we're talking prospectively. We're now about to sign the get. So it's not like, well, if you gave it to him already, you couldn't have given it to him already. They're signing the get. So the question is, prospectively, if we have Edom that don't know how to sign, should we do this trick of scratching in and letting them sign on top? So at that point, there is no Egon for the Eved. Right? He's not in a situation that's stuck. By the Funai, you could be in a circumstance where the Shliach gave the get, and now we're going to tell him, but it's not enough for you to say the Funai yourself. You need another person. Oh, so that's a circumstance where it would be an Igun where he'd be stuck. But here he's not stuck. We're at the stage where we're creating the Shtar Shechem. So we're at that stage. So we'll say, don't allow the Edom to just fill in the scratches that you're gonna create for them. Yes. The Ramban says that by Befanet Fani Nechtam, it's not that there's an Igun by Eved, but rather that if we're going to be Mekel by the Dovra Chomer, if we're going to be Mekel by Get Isha, to say that one Shliach is enough to say Befanai, then you can't be Machmir by Eved because Eved is a Dovra HaKal. What does that mean that it's a Dovra HaKal? So the Pashup Shad is, the Ramban is saying that Get Isha is a Dovra Chomer because there's an Isser Eishas Ish, that's a Chi of Koris. Even if an Eved has an Isser Daraisa to marry a Baschorin, that's just a lav. It's not a chi of karis. So it doesn't make sense to be mekil, to be machmer by the davar hakal if you'll be mekil by the davar hacham. But here, we're not really being machmer by the davar hakal. We're not being machmer by shtar shichur to say that you can't scratch it out for the eidim, right? Because b'dievet it would be kosher even by the shtar shichur. It's just a lechatchila. So to say that we'll distinguish between gerisha and shtar shichur lechatchila, that's okay. That's okay. It's only viewed as though you're being machmir by the davar kal if that chumer carries over not just lechatchila but even b'di'evet. But here we're not going to be machmir b'di'evet. B'di'evet we would say that it taka works even by other shtaros too. So that's not cool being machmir by the davar kal. That's okay. I mean, why that's true? I'm not sure, but that's what the Ramban is saying. Right? I don't have a beer in the Ramban. I mean, if you would ask me, I'd say on the level of lechatchila you're being more machmir by shtar shechur. So it looks like a chumer. The Ramban says, but that's not a full chumah. It's like a half-baked chumah. A half-baked chumah is okay. Right? As long as b'di'evet, we're not going to be more machmir. We're going to say b'shtar shechur, it's kosher, so that's okay. Okay. That's the basic sum. So now let's try to understand this b'raisa. What's the b'raisa saying? The b'raisa says that if the Edom don't know how to sign, so what do? We makarin lehem ni'or cholok. Makarim lehem yor cholok. What does that mean? So we explain. We read the Rashi. And Rashi says makarim lehem means mesarthin v'roshim v'sakan al aniyor as shmos ha'edim v'boim ha'edim v'malam esakrem diyo. We scratch out. Mesarthin means to scratch, right? To scratch, to engrave, to chisel, right? A seret is like a scratch. The seret lo nefesh lo sidnu b'vsarchem. The pasuk says, right? A lot of scratch out your skin on a mace. Right? That's Rashi. Comes Tosfos and asks, the Karan Lehem Yerchola appears because it's Misartin. Afal gav de chakika chashiva ksiva kemo kosova gabi tablo upinkis hochol ochoshev ksaba gabi ksav de paslina beperet beis. What's Tosfos asking? It's a kashin. He doesn't say him Tomar Vakasha, but he's asking Akasha. He's saying, how can this work? What are we doing? We're going to scratch out for the Edom. and scratch off the Edom, and then they're going to fill up the Chakika with the Ksav. But says Tosfos, Chakika is a Ksav as well. The scratching is a Ksav as well. And if scratching is a Ksav as well, how can that work for the Edom? Even by Gerisha, you can say Mishum Iguna from today till tomorrow. How does that work? It's Doch Ksav al Gav Ksav. And Ksav al Gav Ksav is posel for Chasimas Edom. And again, that's his kash. His kash is based on two assumptions. Right? He says, first of all, Chakika is a Ksiva. Engraving, scraping, scratching out is a Ksiva. So how can we be Chokek? How can we do a Chakika for that? Mesartin lahem yachol, makarin lahem, which Rashi means, Rashi explains to me, Mesartin. How can we be Mesartin? It's going to be Ksiva gabi Chakika, which is doch Ksiva, like Ksiva gabi Ksiva. So therefore, it shouldn't work. It shouldn't work for Chasim HaSeid. Where did Tosus come off to say this? First of all, where did Tosus see that Chakika is a Ksiva? Right? There are two Gemaras that Tosus is bringing to bear on this kasha. So the second Gemara he quotes for us, right? He says, Paslina Beperek Beis, the Kamon Yotesim et Alf. But how do we know Chakika is Ksiva? So that's another Gemara. That's a Gemara Dav Chof. A Gemara Dav Chof. Let's see this Gemara together, because there are Yisodos that are going to come out of this Gemara that are going to be very important for us. So, what does the Gemara say on Chof? Tana Rabbanan, the cost of a love of Chokak. The cost of a love of Sefer Krisos, Zok the Gemara, the cost of a love of Chokak. The Braisa says you can't do Chakika forget. That's interesting. Tosas just told us Chakika is a Ksiva. The Braisa says Chakika is not a Ksiva. Oh, but that's the Kasha. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. Because of love of Chokak, remember the Chakika la Ksiva here? Or a minu, Evet Yotze B'Ksav Shal Gabi Tavlu Pinkas. Oh, no, that's what Tosas was quoting. Evet Yotze B'Ksav Shal Gabi Tavlu Pinkas Yotze L'Cheiros. Havalo B'Ksav Shal Gabi Kipa Van Duchteri. What's going on over here? Right, the Braisa says that if the Shtar Shichur for Evet Knaini, right, if it's written B'Ksav Shal Gabi Tavlu Pinkas, a Gabi Tavlu Pinkas, you have like a tablet, a daf, U'Pinkas, something that Yechokek Be'et, says Rashi. Right? So there's a Chakika. So the Eved is Yotze L'Cheres with Ksav Shal Gavitavu Pinkas, basically with a Chakika. That's good, that's kosher. We know Shtar Shichur is compared to Gerisha. So if Chakika works for Shtar Shichur, then it should work for Gerisha too. Sounds like Chakika is a Ksiva. The Braisa says, but not for Ksav Shal Gavitavu Vanduchtri. What does that mean? So Rashi explains it means that you sew, it's some embroidery sewn on top of a beged. Says it's not into the background. Somehow it's not viewed as a ksav. Okay. That's not the relevant part of the braisa. The first part of the braisa, though, is relevant to us. That our braisa said that the cost of a love of chokak, which sounds like chakika, is not ksiva. And yet the braisa says that nevet shiyotz lecheres b'ksav shal gabe tavle upinkas is yotz lecheres. Right? If he's yotz with this ksav, then it works. So amar ula. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Lokasha d'chaktochas ha'dechoki reiches. Yeah, Chakika is not a ksiva, but Chakika is a ksiva. How can you talk out of both sides of your mouth? So the answer is it depends what the Chakika is. If it's chaktochas, so chaktochas is not a Chakika. That's not called a ksiva. What's chaktochas? So Rashi says, ha'dechoktochas shal osios v'tzidein v'ha'osios boltos. That means you chok the toch, the inside of the letter. Let's see if I can do this. If you have it short foot, it's much easier. Let's say you have a. How's that? Good? Like it? Okay. So Chok Tochas would be like this. I was chok the outside and the inside. So hey, that's a pretty nice base. Pretty good for me. Okay, that's chok tochas. That you will chok the toch of the, it's not just the toch, the outside of the letter also. Right? I mean, of course, the better picture would be that you have a big area and then you chok just the just the inside and the outside of the letter, and you have a background even over here too, right? Okay, but we don't have as much room. What's chok yireches? Let's do this again. This is much easier. This is not really easy. Right? Chok yireches is that you're chok the yerech of the letter. It means you're chok here. Right? So if you scrape out the yerech, the essence of the letter, then that's lower than the rest of it. Here, you scraped out the outside and the letter is bully. The letter is coming out, right? The difference is, in one case, you've actually scraped out the letter. In the other case, you scraped out the background. And that's exactly the point. If you scrape out the background, if it's chok tochas, that's not ksiva. But if you're chok yerechos, if you're chok the yerech, the thigh, if you're chok the essence of the letter, then that is called ksiva. That's the Gemara. So comes Tosis and says, if you're misartin, if you're scraping out for the Eidim, what are you doing? You're scraping out a beis. You're scraping out a gimel, whatever it is. You're grabbing out a shin, a mem, a vav, an aleph, a lam, a shmul, right? You're scraping out the name. So if you scrape the yerech of the os, chakika is considered a ksiva. It is considered a ksiva. So if it's a ksiva, then when the Eidim fill in, the chakika, that's the ksav al gab ksav. And ksav al gab ksav is posel forget, says Tosfos. So how does he know that? The first part we get, chakika is a ksiva. That's the Gemara on chof, if you chof the yerech of the letter, then that's taka called a ksiva. But how does he know that ksav al gab ksav is not a ksav leaning yet? So that's the Gemara, daf yutesem adam. Right, the Gemara says, Itmar hamavir diol gabi sikra b'shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lokish Dami Tavayo Chayev Shtayim Achas Mishem Posev Achas Mishem Lochi. That's Shabbos, right? Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lokish, they both say that Mavir Diyol Agabi Sikra B'Shabbos. You have black ink that you put on top of red ink. You have osios that are written in red, then you put black on top of red. So they hold you Chayev Shtayim, and Chayev Achas Mishem Posev Achas Mishem Lochi. Your Mochek the Sikra, and your Kosev the Diyol. Right? You're creating an os, but you're also... you're also being mochik the other os, but yo gabi yo sikra gabi sikra. They say potter, fine. So frek the gemara boy minei rish lakish mei rabbi yochanan edim shen yodim lachtov mau shiach the bulahem besikra v'yachtemu ksav elyon ksav o eno ksav. Rish lakish asked rabbi yochanan, what's the din forget, right? Can you write sikra and have the edim put dio on top of sikra? Do you say that ksavelion is a ksav, that's kosher? Right? Dio gabi sikra, is that going to work, forget or not? So amar lei, ain't no ksav. Says, no, it's not going to work. Amar lei, valoli maratona rabbeinu ksavelion ksav linin Shabbos. But you taught us, you just learned, right? You taught us that dio gabi sikra, linin Shabbos, is chayiv shtayim, it is considered a ksav, so why doesn't it work for again? So amar lei, v'chimim nei shonu medam enasa maisa. Question mark. End of discussion. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, Rabbi Yochanan was saying that I'm just machmir le'inyan Shabbos. I'm machmir. I don't hold for sure that it's a ksav. I'm machmir to treat it like a ksav. V'chim ipnei sh'anu medam en sh'anu omdim usvurim v'omdim e'omid libenu l'hachmir. Nasa maisa l'hokel. Are we going to be Mekel to assume that Diyar Gabi Sikra is considered a ksav, that the Edom can sign the get with Diyar Gabi Sikra? You tell me, but I hold Linyan Shabbos Diyar Gabi Sikra is a ksav? I don't really hold it's a ksav. I'm being machmir to treat it like a ksav. I'm telling you, don't do that. Don't write Diyar Gabi Sikra, because it might be a ksav. But I'm not going to be Mekel. In fact, I'm not going to be Mekel even Linyan Shabbos, he says. Afilu le'inyan Shabbos and b'ma isli yadena b'zman b'samidash lo yizi samech al devari lahavi chulin lazara. I wouldn't say that the person should be a carbon. I'm not going to be machmer outright to say that yoga b'sikr is a ksav. Right? I'm not going to say outright it's a ksav. I'm just machmer to say that you should avoid it. You should avoid yoga b'sikr because it might be a ksav. But I'm not sure that it is a ksav. So therefore, le'inyan get. We're not going to be also maisa. Just because we're machmir means we're going to do a ma'isa. Even legabe Shabbos, I wouldn't tell you to bring a carbon. So too, le'inyan get, I'm not going to tell you that we can rely on this to say that yo gabi sikra is going to work. Right? I'm not going to tell you that it's going to work. Maybe it's not a ksav, and therefore the Edom are not going to be able to sign in that fashion. So says Tosus, don't you see the ksav al gabi ksav doesn't work le'inyin get? Right? If it would be ksav al gabi ksav, itaka would not work. Dior gabi sikros, that's the discussion, but if it would be dior gabi dior, it certainly is not going to work. Right? Sikra gabi sikra certainly would not work. Dior gabi sikra, that was the shayla in the Gemara. But ksav al gabi ksav, for chasim ha-seidim, does not work. So this is ksiv al gabi chakika. Chakika is a ksav. So if chakika is a ksav, so then how can this work for chasim ha-seidim? That's Tosis kash. Okay? These are the two parts of Tosis kash. That the first assumption is chakik is a ksav. Secondly, the Gemara that the Tesla Manal says the ksav agav ksav doesn't work for chasim asa edim. So how can this work? What's the simple answer to this kasha? Before we get to Tosus, we haven't even gotten to the Tarets of Tosus. What's the answer? Yes.
Rashi's talking about scratching,
which
is different.
His kasha is on Rashi. He's talking about scratching, but what's different?
It's not going in. It's the one where we scratch around now.
Chaki recha. No. No, you can't. The edim couldn't do that. The edim. The whole point is you'd have to scratch. Okay, yes. Will.
What's the difference between writing ink on top of scratches versus writing ink on top of another type of ink?
Exactly. Why?
They're both ink, I'm saying.
Exactly. The ink, Dior Gabi Sikra, it's both ink. So that's you know, you might say that Ksav Gabi Ksav is not Ksav. But maybe Ksiva Gabi Chakika is considered Ksav. Why? Why? Because Ksiva is a different type of writing. Right? Ksiva b'dio is not the same as ksiva yede chakika. It's a different min. Who gives that answer? The Meiri, exactly. The Meiri, before you even look at Tosfos, when you see this kasha, your gut reaction should be, is this really a kasha? Is there really a problem here? Tosfos is making a third assumption. Right? Not only is he saying chakika is a ksiva, but he thinks chakika equals ksiva. It's the same. The fact that it's a little different doesn't matter. Ksav is ksav. Right? If chakika is a din of ksiva, then if ksav agav ksav doesn't work for chasim ha-seidim, then ksav agav chakika also would not work. Zokta Meiri, ma'inyan zeh lazeh? Why are the two comparable? Zeshe kosavnu be'edim shen yodim lachtom, shemesartim lohem esaniyor v'hem amalam esakar diyo. V'yeshol imbo v'ari ksav agav ksav hu, shakar ba'atzmo ksav hu. He fills in that Gemara Dafcha. Pir Shuba, Zokta Meiri, Shakera min Acher, Vyaksiva, Hakera min Echod, Vyaksiva min Acher. Ein Zakorik Savagabixav, Vending Savagabixav, Elkishne and min Ksiva. A portion of Teretz, Salam de Shoteretz. If they're both the same type of Ksiva, so that Savagabixav doesn't work for Chasima Seid. But Ksiva Gabi Chakika? It's a different sug ksav, right? Ksav through dio and ksav through chakika, not the same. So that ksav agav ksav would work for Aden. That's a simple tar. That's what the Meiri says. But Tosis argues. Tosis rejects this answer of the Meiri. Tosis gives a different answer. Let's see Tosis. So what does he say? He says it's not a kash. He says, Afal Gav is always an underlying kasha. Rabbi Cohen in ninth grade used to say, it's always an underlying kasha. Afal Gav is not the kasha, the tema, the tema, but Afal Gav is even though. That means that something bothered Tosfos. There are different levels of question. Right? There are big kashas, there are bomb kashas, there are not the tema, it's more than a kasha, right? Afal Gav means it's a little kasha. Not so complicated. Not so difficult, kasha. But it's still a kasha. You have to work on it. Avagad the chakika chashiv eksiv ekmo kosavagad tablu pinkes hakol lachoshu kosavagad ksav depesnim peregbeis. The ain kan ksiva gemura ela shirosh min ktsas kde lachbam olavedim. This Tosfos, his first salvo, he says this is not such a ksav. This chakika is not such a chakika. The reason why there's no problem kosavagad ksav over here is because the chakika is not really such a chakika. Why? It's not a ksiva gemura, ela shiroshmin ktsas, kde lachtom olav eidim. They're roshmin ktsas. It's a little reshima. A little reshimale. That's not called a ksav, and that's why the eidim can do it. Again, it's a kula by Gita Noshin. We're being makil by Gita Noshin, but why are we makil? Right? Why is it a kula? Because we're afraid that they might do a real ksav agav ksav. But it's acceptable. If they do this, it will be acceptable because it's not called ksav agav ksav. Why not? Because rosh min ktsas. What does that mean that it's rosh min ktsas? What does that mean, rosh min ktsas? So the Ran writes, what does rosh min ktsas mean? He says, "V'liner the chakika arei kiksiva k'demucha b'gemar l'kamon." Ukshemesimin ala sritos dio havale ksav al gabe ksav. The postle b'gemar. He says, "V'loni." I'm sorry, not v'liner. V'lo nehira. Rashi's pshat is lo nehira because ksav al gabe chakika should be ksav al gabe ksav. Same kash as Tosfos. Says ve'efsher shelohi mesarted ala miktsas kol os va'os. Miktsas kol os va'os. What does that mean? They'd scratch out a little bit, right? They would scratch out. It's like connect the dots, as some of it, one, as a Talmud said, right? Then the Adam come and they connect the dots. Oh, this is fun, right? They're not really making the osios because they're only roshmin. Tzas, says the Rav. Rosh min ktsas. Miktsas ha'os. Miktsas ha'os. They're only Rosh and miktsas ha'os. So, first glance, you think, when you see the Ran, maybe that's what Tosus means, right? That ain't a ksiva gemura, because Rosh min ktsas, so the Ran learns that that means that, you know, Rosh min ktsas ha'os. Sefer Divrei Yecheskel says it's very difficult to interpret Tosus that way. Because if that's what Tosus meant, then he should have said Elisha Roshmin Miktsas Kadei Lachtom. Not Ktsas, but Miktsas, meaning Miktsas Ha'os. Well, what's the Lashon of the Ran again? Let's see. What's the Lashon of the Ran? Efshe Shalohi Mesatet Ela Miktsas Kol Os Vos. He didn't say Roshmin Ktsas. He said Roshmin Miktsas. Right? So, Tosus, you could say that's what Tosus means. Rosh Miktsas means Miktsas. But Efshin it doesn't, right? Right? Doesn't sound like that, right? Tosus meant Miktsas. He should have said Rosh Miktsas Kolos Va'os. Doesn't say that. It says Rosh Miktsas. So what does Rosh Miktsas mean? Talk to Divrei Yecheskel. Look at the Rashba. Look at the Rashba. What does the Rashba say? Rashba says that Tosus Kashan Rashi is not a Kash at all. Right? Tosus is in a Kashan Rashi. The Makarlim, the Archalok, according to Rashi, is Misartin. So Tosus says, how can that be? Chakik is a Ksav, and Ksav Agav Ksav doesn't work for Chasim Asaidim. Comes to Rashba and says like this. Rashba says, I don't think Tosus Kashan Rashi is really a Kashan. The Roshem Eino Ksav, the Eino Kachakito. Roshem is not. When it says Makarlim, the Archalok, the Roshman, that's not a chakika. That's not what we call chakika. That's not what we call chakika. V'chei matzasi birushalmi d'gasin ha'osim ha'makarei al ha'or ke'en ksav koshem. Roshim al ha'or ke'en ksav posim. Alma rishima ein ha'ksivas. He quotes the Yerushalmi that there are two different levels. There's makarei al ha'or and there's roshim al ha'or. So, makarin is not roshim. Right? He wants to say makarin over here is not the makarei that the Yerushalmi is talking about. It's roshim al ha'or. And he says, Roshim is not like a chakika. It's less than a chakika. It's less than a chakika. So he says, he doesn't think that there's a kasha rashi. He says, the chimpirish harav bala'ita, roshmin lehem niyarcholav. The bala'ita says, mekaren lehem niyarcholav means roshmin lehem niyarcholav, that they're just doing a rashima. They're not doing a chakika. What does that mean, they're just doing a rashima? What does it mean, just doing a rashima? So Efshe, what he means is that they're just scratching a little bit. You know, if you scratch a little bit, so that scratch is gonna fall away. Maybe if you scratch your skin a little bit, right? So you'll find there's like a line in the skin, but after a while, it just sort of disappears. So a light scratch, perhaps, is not a chakika. Chakika means that you've engraved. You've made a big scratch in the ore, right? You made a big scratch in the cloth. So that big scratch is not gonna go away. It's always gonna be there. That chakika is a ksav. But roshem, zok the Rashba, that's not a chakika. It's like a temporary type of srita, if you will. It's a temporary type of srita. Talk to Divrei Yecheskel. Maybe that's talking what Tosfos holds itself. And Tosfos themselves may hold this way. The way the Rashba is presenting is he says, I don't think Tosfos is kasha, Rashba is a kasha, because this is just Rishima. Right? Maybe that's the answer that Tosfos is giving. Right? Maybe that's the answer that Tosfos is giving, that it's not called a ksiva gemura, because they're only Rosh min ktsas. What does Rosh min ktsas mean? Not miktsas kol os va'os, but it's a very light Rishima. Right? The Eina Ksiva Gemura, Rosh min ktsas, according to Tosfos, is not that they're not covering as much ground in the os, they're not covering as the full os, but rather qualitatively the whole regime is very light. If it's light and tseinu miskayim lizman, so maybe that's not considered significant enough to be a ksiva. So if it's not a ksiva, then the ksava veidim won't be a ksava gavik seven. That's why it's going to work. And maybe in fact this is pshat in the Tosfos Arush. Tosfos Arush echoes Tosfos' sentiment over here. What is he saying? He has a lot here. He says, "V'yeshlama shiny hocha de enkan ksav gomer ela rosh min kol dehu lehekera kede lachtom olam." He doesn't talk about miktas kolos va'os. He says rosh min kol dehu lehekera. Sounds like the rishima itself is a light rishima. It's just a little rishima. It's not a real chakika, right? It sounds like he's saying the chakika itself is not strong. Not that the territory that the chakika is covering is not so expansive, but rather the Rishima itself, qualitatively, is not strong. So that's really what the Rashba is saying. It's just a Roshim, it's not a Chakika. And maybe Taka, that's what Tosfos holds. Maybe that's what they're saying. Rosh Miktsas, not Miktsas. Rosh Miktsas, that there's a light Rishima. The light Rishima is not called a Chakika. It's not a Chakika, it's not even called Ksav. And then the Chasim of the Eidim will not be considered Ksav Agavi Ksav. Okay. This is the first comment of Tosfos. First comment of Tosfos, that there's no problem of Ksav HaGavik Sav over here, despite the fact that Ksav HaGavik Sav does not work for Chasim HaSa'edim and again. Because this is just Rosh Min Ktas. That's the first point of Tosfos and the beer as to what that exactly means. But Tosfos hits. Tosfos is not finished. This is Va'od. The O Dafilu Dio Agabi Sikra Chashiva Lekamav Perek Beis Ksav LeInyan Shabbos Avobisha Sikra Levada Hiksav Adka. Sisrita. Well, what's Tosfos saying? Tosfos says, look, even Dio Agabi Sikra is considered Ksav LeInyan Shabbos. That's not Ksav Agabi Ksav. Dio Agabi Sikra Chayev on Shabbos. So it's considered a ksav l'inyan Shabbos. Therefore what? Dot. Doesn't explain it through. He says, even Dio Agabi Sikra is considered ksav l'inyan Shabbos. So therefore what? So Machar, what Tosfos means is, Dio Agabi Rishima, Dio Agabi Chakika, certainly should be considered a ksav. If Dio Agabi Sikra is considered a ksav, even though both Dio and Sikra are inks, right? So certainly, Dio Agabe Rishima, I should say, not Dio Agabe Chakika. Dio Agabe Rishima, certainly, that should be considered a ksav. First, Tosfos says that the Chakika is not such a Chakika, it's just a Rishima. He says, what's more, look, the Gemara later on tells us that Dio Agabe Sikra is considered a ksav l'inyan Shabbos. So Kol Shkein, ksav Agabe, Dio Agabe Rishima should be viewed as a ksav. Dio Agabe Chakika should be viewed as a ksav. So of course it should work. It's not the Me'iri. He's not saying the Me'iri over here. What's he saying? He's saying if Dio Agabe Sikra is considered a ksav l'inyan Shabbos, so Kol Shkein Dio Agabe something less than an ink, right? Dio Agabe Rishima should be considered a ksav too. A Peledik of Tosfos, right? How do we understand this line of Tosfos? What's he saying? Chori, he's saying that if the top ksav is adding to the bottom ksav in some way, then that makes it a ksav. Dio Agabe Sikra, you have red ink. Now you're putting black ink on top of it. So it's a ksav le'inyan Shabbos. It's considered a ksav that shows you that when you're mosif in the ksav elyon, whenever you're mosif in the ksav elyon, so the top ksav is considered a ksav. So Kol Shkein, if the bottom ksav is only a reshima ba'alma, and you're writing with ink on the top, so of course that should be considered a ksav, because the ksav elyon is more choshev than the bottom ksav. Diol gabi sirka is considered ksav. That's a raya that whenever the ksav elyon is more choshev than the ksav tachton, then the ksav elyon is considered a ksav. So kolshkein, if you're writing with an ink on top of a reshima, the ksav elyon is more choshev than the bottom ksav. So of course it should be considered a ksav. So that should work for the chasima seid. That seems to be what Tosis is saying. But Tosis is a pella. Is that what the Gemara concludes? Do you all got be sick as considered a ksav laying in Shabbos? The Gemara itself says, no, it's just a chumra ba'alma. So what's his raya from do you all got be sick of Shabbos? I thought we said that do you all got be sick is not a ksav. It's just a chumra ba'alma. So it's equal. Right? Diyo Gabe Sikra is not a ksav. So what are you bringing a raya? If Diyo Gabe Sikra is a ksav, Koshken Diyo Gabe Rishima. No, but Diyo Gabe Sikra is not a ksav. So what's the raya? B'chlau? Like, what are they talking about? What is Tosfos saying, B'chlau? So it's clear from Tosfos that they had a different understanding of the Gemara Daf Yud Tes. They weren't learning like Rashi. Right? Rashi says, V'chim Yimei She'anam Adam and Nasa Maisa means that even in Shabbos, I'm only machmir to consider a ksav. The Yom Gabi Sikra is not a ksav, and that's why it doesn't work by get. A machmir to say, don't write the Yom Gabi Sikra on Shabbos. Not because it really is a ksav, it's a chumrah to treat it like a ksav. But the chumrah to treat it like a ksav is not going to allow us to treat it like a ksav and get. That's a kumra. That's a Rashi learning. But not all Rishonim learn like that. Who doesn't learn like that? Forget about what the pshat is, but who do you know does not learn like that? The Rambam. Why do you say the Rambam doesn't like that?
He says chayev.
Because the Rambam says chayev. Right? The Rambam says that if you write Yom Gabi Sikra on Shabbos, you chayev. That means you chayev chatas, you chayev a korban. Right? The Rambam is not saying you chayev is man shem b'sim nashkayim, where there's no korban, that really means osir. He means chayev chatas. So if he means chayev chatas, so what's the Gemara saying? Right? That's the Rambam. Rambam l'cha Shabbos. The end of that halacha. First, he quotes that Yerushalmi, the difference between Korea la'or and Roshim la'or. Then he says, "Hamavir diol gabi sikra chayev shtayim achas mishum kosev achas mishum moche." Chayev shtayim
sounds like
yechayev chatas. Now, of course, you could say, but that is what the Gemara says, chayev shtayim. Yeah, but then once the Gemara explains, so then Rabbi Yochanan is basically saying, it's not really chayiv, it's really awesome, right? It's really awesome, mishnei taimin. It's really just a chumr ba'alma. The Rambam doesn't learn it's a chumr ba'alma. It doesn't sound like that. I was very surprised that the Nosakim don't pick up on this. The Magen Mishnah, the Kesem Mishnah, they don't say that in the Gemara, the maskana is that you're not chayiv chatas. I was very surprised. If you look in the Frankel Rambam, in the back, then they have this kasha. There were a lot of achronim that touch on this Rambam. But I was so surprised that the Nosei Kalim don't pick up on it. It's a good kasha. Right? How can the Rambam pass the Chayav Chatas? The Gemara itself says that it's not Chayav Chatas. V'chim ifnei sha'onim adam enasa maisa. So how's the Rambam learning? How's the Rambam learning? So the Chasam Sofer wanted to suggest that the Rambam understood v'chim ifnei sha'onim adam enasa maisa as follows. So basically all that means is there's no comparison between Shabbos and Get. Even if you'll tell me that the Yol Gabi Sikra is considered a ksav le'inyan Shabbos, right? Even though you'll think there's a comparison, medamin, we could be medamin, nilsa, nilsa. Even if we think that there should be a similarity, nasa, maisa, you're going to do a maisa le'inyan Get. Even if we'll paskin that the Yol Gabi Sikra is a ksav le'inyan Shabbos, but le'inyan Get, it's not a ksav. Don't make such a comparison. That's all the statement is saying. It's not saying, oh, I'm just being machmir in Shabbos, but I don't really hold it's a ksav. No. It's that even if I hold that it's a ksav le'inyan Shabbos, but le'inyan get, it's not going to be a ksav anyway. It shouldn't work for the chasima sa'edim. Why not? Right? That's the approach that a lot of achronim have within the Rambam. That the Rambam is saying that the yesod of the Gemara is to be mechalik between Shabbos and Get. Not to be mechalik between a chumrah as opposed to the ikar adin. But the chilik between Shabbos and Get. What is the chilik? So Zakta Chasam Sofer, the chilik is Pashin. Le'inyin Shabbos, what's the mechayiv? When you do melach on Shabbos, what's the mechayiv? Tikkun, that you're fixing something, you're improving something. So if the mechayiv is tikkun, right, so then the Yor Gabi Sikra is a tikkun. Right? You're doing something better. The ksav elyon is mosif. It's adding. It's miyape. It's beautifying. It's making it better. Before you had red ink, Now you have black ink. In those times, certainly, the black ink was nice. I don't know, nowadays, people might like, you know, the color, the thin, the whatever, purple, and all the different Sharpies, right? You have like 75 colors of a... But I guess in those times, the Yo was viewed as more chashuv than Sikra. You know, you wrote with Sikra if you didn't have the Yo. So now you're going to write with Yo on top of Sikra. Oh, so the Ksav Elyon is Mosif. It's Mosif. It's more beautiful. That's enough to be Mechayev Linyan Shabbos. So it's a statement Linyan Shabbos that Yo Gavi Sikra is considered a Ksav because there's a Tikkun in the Ksav Elyon. But in Get, what do we need? What do we need in Get? For the Chasimas Eidim, what do we need? That the top Ksav is a Tikkun on the bottom Ksav? Who cares? We don't care if it's beautiful or not beautiful. What's the key? The Eidim have to sign with a Ksav Chodosh. There has to be a new Ksav for the Chasim. The Chasim has to be a Ksav Chodosh. That's be a new Ksav. That's be a new Ksav that wasn't there before. Something different. Dior Gabi Sikra, it might be a different color, but it's doch the same Ksav. It's mamish the same Ksav as what was there before. Maybe forget that's not enough. For the Chasimas Eidim, that's not enough. You need a Ksav Chodosh. That's what the Rambam is saying. Right? That even if Dior Gavi Sikra is a Ksav Linyan Shabbos, that's because the Dio is a Tikkun on the bottom Ksav. But Tikkun's not enough to get. You need a Ksav Chodosh. The Eidim have to have their own Ksav, their own signature. Dior Gavi Sikra is not a Ksav Chodosh. There was something there before. You're just mimicking. You're just writing right on top of what was there before. That's not going to be enough. That's not going to be enough for getting. And that's apparently how Tosis was learning. Right, that's what Tosis was saying. That the Oda Filu Dior Gavi Sikra Chashiv LaKaman BePerek Bay is Ksav Linyan Shabbos. Sava Bisha Sikra LaGavi Ksav. Dior Gavi Sikra is considered a Ksav Linyan Shabbos. Not just L'chumra. Make Radin. You bring a Karban Chatas. Dior Gavi Sikra is considered a Ksav. So Dior Gavi Sikra is considered a Ksav. Right, so. In Get, Dior Gabe Rishim also should be considered a Ksav. What? So we just said that Shabbos and Get are not the same. Listen up. What Tosis is saying is this. It's a very interesting comparison he's making. He's saying, albeit Dior Gabe Sikra is not a Ksav Le'inyan Get, but the fact that you see that a Ksav that's qualitatively better can be a Ksav Le'inyan Shabbos, so then at least Dior Gabi Rishima should be enough of a difference. It should be enough to be considered a Ksav Le'inyan Get. The fact that Dior Gabi Sikra is a Ksav Le'inyan Shabbos, so Kol Shkein, that Dior Gabi Rishima should work even Le'inyan Get. That's what they're saying. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh says. Like the Tosfos HaRosh is echoing Tosfos. It's really pshat in Tosfos. What's the Lashon of the Tosfos HaRosh? First, he says, "Ein kan ksav gomer le rosh min kol dehu lekerik delachtam olo." That's the first part of Tosfos, right? Rishima kol dehu, maybe with the Rashba, right? That it's just a light Rishima. It's ainu miskayim. Right? It's not going to last. Not significant. That's why ksav al gabi Rishima is considered a ksav. Va'od zok the Tosfos Rosh. Listen up. Afilu we have ksav, even if the bottom is considered a ksav, even if the Rishima is a ksav, right? Even if the Rishima. Maybe it's not a Rishima Kol Dehu, right? Or even if this Rishima is Dino Kiksav. Kevan Sheha Elyon Choshev Tfei Min HaTachton L'Choshev Ksav Agabe Ksav. Right? The first answer is the Rishima is not a Ksav B'chla. It's Einam Eskav, it's not a Ksav at all. So it's not Ksav Agabe Ksav, it's just the Eidim sign. Then the Tosu Rashi adds, no. And even if the bottom Ksav really is considered a Ksav, it's still not considered Ksav Agabe Ksav for the Chasima because the Ksav Elyon is more Choshev. If the Ksav Elyon is more Choshev, then it's not going to be considered a Ksav. Now, how does he know that? Kid Yamina Lekaman, did Yor Gabe Sikra Choshev Ksav Le'inyan Shabbos, Avo Bisha Sikra Levada Hi Ksav? Exactly what Tosfos told you. Because Yor Gabe Sikra is considered a Ksav Le'inyan Shabbos. That shows you that when the Ksav Elyon is Mesakein more, it's called a Ksav. Afal Gab Diyama Lekaman, even though we say in the Gemara there, Av Bishanu Medame Nase Maisa, Hani Mili Dior Gabi Sikra, the Sikra Choshev Ktsas, right? Since Sikra is Choshev Ktsas, Av Bishanu Medame Nase Maisa, what was he saying? So if you learn it with the Rambam, right? Even though we say over there, Av Bishanu Medame Nase Maisa, despite the fact that Dior Gabi Sikra is a Ksav Linyan Shabbos, but Linyan Get it's not. So what does that do for me? the Ogabi Ksav is considered a Ksav because it's a better quality Ksav, but we still say, Av Bishonim Adav Nasa Maisa, that it doesn't matter, forget, it's not going to work, forget anyway. He says, no, that's only the Ogabi Sikra, because Sikra is Choshev Ksas, the Sikra has a certain Chashivas, it's an ink. Aval the Ogabi Rishima, Ksav Gomerhu, Bain Le'inyan Shabbos, Bain Le'inyan Gittin. But the Ogabi Rishima, that Rishima is so unchoshev, even if it's Dino Kiksav, even if it's Dino Kiksav, it lacks chashiva so much more than sikra, because it's not an ink. It's not even an ink. So ksav al gabi rishima, avada should be a ksav. Even l'inyan get. Even l'inyan get. That's the comparison Tosis is making. From dior gabi sikra, you see that when the top ksav is qualitatively better than the bottom ksav, then it could have a din ksav. Now, albeit that's only true l'inyan Shabbos, but that's dior gabi sikra. But Dior Gabi Rishima, since Rishima is so unchoshev, right? Rishima is so qualitatively deficient. So Dior Gabi Rishima, of course, is going to be considered a ksav, not just Leinian Shabbos, but even Leinian Gittin. That's how the Tosfos Rush learns, and I believe that's Mamash what Tosfos is saying. Right? He's saying that the Ode Dior Gabi Sikra, Chashiva Lekamon Leinian Shabbos, Avu Bishas Sikra Levadi Ksav. The dot is certainly Dio Al Gabi Rishima should be Iksav. Aye, but over there it says that it's only Iksav Lenin Shabbos, not Lenin Gittin. Of course, because that's Dio Al Gabi Sikra. The Sikra is more of a Choshev Iksav. But Rishima is more deficient than Sikra. It's less of a Iksav. So the worse the Iksav Tachton is, the easier it is for the Iksav Elyon to be Iksav. So Dio Al Gabi Rishima, since the Iksav Tachton is so deficient, the Iksav Elyon is going to be Iksav. Not just Lenin Shabbos, but even Lenin Gittin. Sikra is not as deficient, so therefore the ksav elyon of Dio will be ksav, but only Leinian Shabbos, not Leinian Gittin. Woody.
Tosfos, the Rambam, there can't be a vice versa. There's another Rambam, in this version, that explains this to be that they actually spit on the paper. So not giving the whole Tosfos of Hakika or Rishima.
Okay, so the Rambam might be different. But I think the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos certainly helps us understand at least what Tosfos is saying. Okay. So the Rambam, I guess, understood that...
He says you can't have something that's a Dovah Miskayim. So if you have a Rishima, that's still a Dovah Miskayim, albeit it's not Ksiva.
Okay, I hear you. So the Rambam is just afraid that any Rishima is going to be Miskayim. I mean, what's its Machlokas Metzias? The Rashba holds that it's not Miskayim. It's not clear that that's what the Rashba is saying. Okay. The Rambam says the Eitzah should be where it's definitely not going to be Miskayim. So spit is better. I'm not exactly sure how they're going to write on top of spit, but okay. They'll be able to do whatever they have to do. Yes, Daniel.
It's the second John Tosfos is learning that whatever they're writing, this Rishima is a Ksav, it's not just a Koldeho. And if he's learning the Rambam, so this is not Ksav Chodesh seemingly because it's an actual Ksav. So no matter how qualitatively better it is, if the whole difference is the Gemara is saying by get, it has to be Ksav Chodesh, how is this Ksav Chodesh?
Itaka is a Ksav Chodesh, because if the bottom Ksav, you're saying if Alpidin it's a Ksav, so then there's nothing Chodesh on the top. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe what the Chasam Sofer means is Dio Agabi Sikra. The Dio is not a Ksav Chodosh because you have ink on the bottom. You have ink on the bottom. But maybe Dio Agabi Rishima, even if Al Pidin it's called a Ksav, it's enough of a Ksav Chodosh that the Chasima of the Eidim would be significant. Right? That would be called a Ksav. It's like a relative concept. Right? It doesn't have to be Chodosh entirely. It doesn't have to be like it's the only thing on the paper. But relatively speaking, right, the more insignificant the bottom ksav is, the more the top ksav is a ksav chodesh. So if you learn the Chasam Sofer saying ksav chodesh means it has to be totally chodesh, so then anything, any ksav agabi, anything that mimics the ksav, even a Rishima Bamba is not going to work. But I'm suggesting, right, Lefitosis at least, right, Lefitosis, it's along the lines of the Chasam Sofer. I mean, the Tosis is not beholden to the Rambam, right? It's a dimyan ba'alma. Right, but along the lines of the Chasam Sofer, the more you chip away, the more you scratch out, right? The more you chisel away at the bottom ksav, at the quality of the bottom ksav, you say it's less choshev. So then it's easier to say that the top ksav is going to be considered a ksav, and maybe not just Leinian Shabbos. maybe not just lenient Shabbos, but even in Gittin, where you need somewhat of a Ksav Chodosh, not just a Tikkun, but you need a Ksav Chodosh, if the bottom Ksav is really so deficient, maybe the top Ksav is called a Ksav Chodosh, because you're really introducing something much better, much different. Right? So in Shabbos, maybe a tikkun is enough. A tikkun koldehu is enough. From Sikra to Dio is enough. In Gittin, you need more. You need somewhat of a ksav chadash. So how do you have a ksav chadash? If the bottom ksav is so deficient, then your top ksav is going to be considered more of a ksav chadash. Okay, this is, Tosis is back and forth within Rashi. This is Rashi's pshat. But Tosis himself does not like this pshat. Right, as we'll discuss tomorrow, he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, who has another pshat. So we'll see Rabbeinu Chananel's understanding, and then we'll look at a Yerushalmi that relates to both of these perushim, and then we really have to take a step back, try to examine what's the issue of ksav agav, ksav by chasimas ha'edim in general. Why do you need a ksav? What, the chasimas ha'edim has to be a ksiva? The halacha which we've seen, it has to be a ksiva. So if the word v'chasav means v'chasam, so okay, v'chasav means v'chasima. Right, it means there's some relationship to Ksima. But really, is that what Chasima is about? Chasima is just the Edema saying, right? It's an Edus on the Ksiva Haba. So even if Al Pidin, there's no Din of Ksav over here. So what? Isn't it still Edus on the Ksiva Haba? And shouldn't that be sufficient? What does this whole sugya say about Chasima and how Ksav Agav Ksav relates to the Chasima of the Edema? Okay, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll complete the sugya.